some of the best Division III lacrosse talent has come to Maryland to face off. Now, live from Mustang Stadium in Owings Mills, Maryland, this is the Mustangs Classic on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by SFMSports.net.
It's a chilly Friday here in Owings Mills, Maryland, but that's not stopping the 2018 Mustang Classic. Welcome into Mustang Stadium. Bob Trossett here with you for the first of four games today at Stevenson University. The Nazareth Golden Flyers face off against the Spartans from York College, and we're just a matter of moments away from getting spring lacrosse underway, although it does not feel like it. In the 30s here, temperatures are, and boy, oh boy, what a slate of games we have set for today. Four games, and just keep it right here on SFMSports.net all throughout the day. Let's first start off with the Nazareth Golden Flyers and its previous schedule. So far, you take a look, it's been a little bit of a slow start for the Golden Flyers. They came out and had a tough one on February 24th versus Springfield, dropped that contest 10-8. And then, of course, Cortland smacked them up pretty good on the 1st of March. They got that nice needed win over Brockport at Brockport on March 6th. But at the Carrier Dome, went down to Western New England, which is always a tough place to play. Western New England travels well in lacrosse. And how about the last game for Nazareth? Let's take a little bit closer of a look between WNE and Nazareth. You see WNE leading in the majority of categories here in statistics provided by Stevenson here. And, you know, Nazareth, they have always historically played York College well. And not only York, they've played at Stevenson well. Chatting with Joe Wamba before the game, they just seemed to come up ready and prepared for this tournament. And boy, it's a really competitive tournament this year. Four of the six teams here are ranked, including, you'll take a look at York today, coming in at number four overall in Division III. And you take a look at their previous schedule right here. Boy, they've come out to a roaring start in 2018. Four of five wins to start out, with just that lone loss coming versus Gettysburg, the number five team in the country. That was a final score of 8-6. Let's take a closer look at the win on March 10th versus Susquehanna, because it was a pretty convincing one, 13-4. Take a look here. How about the shots category? My goodness, 46 for the Spartans. They came out ripping and roaring. 21 shots on goal, even in the saves category. But look at the ground balls. They just dominate in the open field. They get balls, they find them, and they get their guys going on down the field. It'll be very fun to watch that statistic today and see how Nazareth handles their speed and just their aggressive mentality in open field. How about the tail of the tape between this one? We're just moments away from getting this one underway. And you take a look at the two teams here that you'll see this afternoon. Nazareth coming in, scoring just over 8 goals a game. And how about York? Just over 13. You take a look at some of their recent games that we just took a look at, and you start to realize, okay, now it makes sense how they're able to find the back of the net so often. Ground balls is another key thing that I just mentioned, and you can take a look at the rest of the stats yourself. But that is the tail of the tape between these two so far. The head coach for York College is Brandon Childs, a graduate of Lynchburg in 2005, in his seventh season at the program. He'll go up against Rob Randall for Nazareth, an 88 grad, and his 18th season. He's been around for a long time. But how about the full scoreboard for the Mustang Classic? This is the first of four games so far this afternoon, and there's going to be plenty to choose from throughout the next couple days here at Stevenson. If you like your lacrosse fix, you will enjoy this scoreboard. We'll have Glenn Clark on the final two games. I'll be with you for the next two right here at SFMSports.net. But the next two games will be, the night game will be between Stevenson and Dickinson. Of course, the Mustangs looking to bounce back from their slow start of 0-3. And Dickinson coming out with a 3-2 overall record. And then the game before that is Denison versus Amherst. Both teams are undefeated, so we will give you that scoreboard later on. But again, this is the first of four, and we're just moments away from getting this one started. There's your tail of the tape. I'm Bob Trossett, and we are just about ready to get things started here in Owings Mills. It's a chilly one, all right. If you're in the stands, Hopefully you're bundled up down there. If you're listening at home or wherever you might be listening in from, hopefully you got some better weather. The Maryland spring is off to a little bit more of a wintry start here. Nor'easter type feel. The Mustangs will play later on tonight. Of course, they're playing host, as they usually do here at the Mustang Classic. Great facilities here in Owings Mills. York College Spartans will be in their white jerseys with green helmets and white socks. And, of course, the Golden Flyers, as you might imagine, there they are, in the gold and purple. Huddling it up one final time before we get things underway. The wind is whipping. You take a look at the flags in the distance. My goodness, it is whipping away. So that should definitely be a factor in this afternoon's contest. We'll see if logistically and systematically the coaches figure out what the best way to handle that is. The crowd's just about ready to go. And the starting lineup's currently being announced. Brendan McGrath, the 19-point scorer from York College, comes in his junior year, 175-pounder from Warrington, Pennsylvania. Played his high school lacrosse at Central Buck South. One of the many lethal scorers, big-time offensive threats that York brings into this one. Thomas Pfeiffer comes in with 30 points overall, 6-foot junior from Forest Hill, Maryland. A lot of these guys are locals in the area. And a few others, you're taking a look at Nazareth right now, but the starting lineup is out on the field for the Spartans. I'll give you a rundown here momentarily. Landry Marshall will get the start from Coach Childs in goal. 6'1", 190-pound senior from Brookville, Maryland. And next to him is J.D. Beck, 5'9", junior from Stevensville, Maryland. Followed by Joey Fiorino, 5'11", senior from Reisterstown, right here. Played his high school lacrosse at McDonough, powerhouse lacrosse school in Baltimore. Kevin Witchie, 5'10", defenseman from Warrington, Pennsylvania. Also played his high school lacrosse at Central Bucks, along with McGrath. Billy Sasso out there as well. Matt Witcher. Thomas Pfeiffer, as I mentioned. The guys are shaking hands, they're ready to go here. And facing off up top for Nazareth will be Gavin Shaner, 5'9", senior. And let's get things underway here at the Mustang Classic in 2018. Bob Trossa with you on the Mustang Sports Network. Face-off is down. Let's get things underway. Jostling for position. And coming up with it is the Spartans. And that's Matt Witcher getting things started for York. Thanks for being with us this afternoon on sfmsports.net. Don't go anywhere. You can be with us all afternoon. I'll be with you for the first two. And then Glenn Clark, the familiar play-by-play voice here at Stevenson, will have the two afternoon and night games tonight. And here comes York's first possession on offense. Dylan Hanna fighting for position, and here's the first goal by York. Dylan Hanna buries it for the Spartans. And you take a look here. Hanna being checked hard. And good defensive stand there, but Hanna finding it past Nazareth. And in the first minute here, the Spartans strike already, so showing you why they're so lethal on offense. They don't waste any time. And another faceoff is won by the Spartans. Defended well there by Nazareth, and we'll have a whistle. Still not even a minute into this one. It's been an interesting one to start, and now the Spartans will be awarded with possession. Alex Winkler is in the cage for the Golden Flyers. 6-foot sophomore from Fort Collins, Colorado. And now here comes Hannah again. Coming out offensively, this one fires wide of Winkler and shoots out of bounds. We'll stay right here with the Spartans. Here they come again, and burying it is Thomas Pfeiffer, his 31st point of the season. He leads the team in that category, and York has come out firing. So a minute and 5 seconds into this one. 2-0 in favor of York. You take a look here, just firing it past Winkler. And Pfeiffer showing you what he can do. Boy, has he come out firing this spring. Let's see if the Golden Flyers now can get things going offensively. But another faceoff is controlled and won by the Spartans. Here comes York. Advancing that one on down was Tyler Nation. And now bringing it back up to the top here is Brennan McGrath. 19 points on the year for the junior from Pennsylvania. And now York is going to take its time. Set up its offense. Tanner McAlpine up at the top working with Dylan Hanna. Boys off to a quick start now, fighting for position. Here they come. And a nice stop there in the net for Winkler. So now the Flyers will try to get things going offensively now. Something that have not been able to do. Not a single possession so far through this first 2 minutes and change here at the Mustang Classic. Bob Trossett with you on Mustang Sports Network. Streaming live on sfmsports.net. Golden Flyers now working with it on their end of the field. Up top now is Miles Young, 6'2 junior from Buffalo, New York. What a time for sport in Buffalo. Of course, last night, Buffalo took down Arizona. Big upset in college basketball. And a great save there in the net for York. That was Landry Marshall getting a stick on it. His first save of the afternoon. But the Golden Flyers retained possession. And continue to jostle now for their first goal of the contest. Up top now. That's Jeremy Jacob trying to set something up now. Picked up by Mason Smith for the York College Spartans. Mustangs play on later tonight. Here comes Jacob Gray now, 6'3 senior. And a misplay there by the Golden Flyers results in a turnover. Miles Young couldn't handle that one. And a little bit of sloppy play there on the first possession. They come up empty, do the Golden Flyers. And now here come the Spartans on the other end taking their time, setting something up offensively. Just 4 minutes into this one, 2-0 in favor of the York College Spartans here at the Mustang Classic. Bob Trossett with you high atop Mustang Stadium on a beautiful but chilly day here in Owings Mills, Maryland. Here come the Spartans now working behind the cage is Brendan McGrath. He dumps it off. And now setting it back up is Brad Cassell. 5'7 junior from Bel Air, Maryland is picked up by Jacob Gray. He shakes a defender. Back over to Cassell. Behind the cage now for the Spartans. Tough spot there for Winkler, but he stands that one up and rejects it. And now the Golden Flyers will go the other way. Picking it up is Carter Conrad, the 5'10 freshman, getting some meaningful minutes here in the Mustang Classic early on in their spring season. And another turnover for the Golden Flyers. Look out, here comes York. All alone now is Brendan McGrath. He's pushed down and a flag's up in the air.
How about the second one, too?
Seriously. Carter Conrad got a pretty good piece of McGrath there. He hit the deck. And now York will be rewarded for it. And it'll stay right here with the Spartans. Let's take a look here. Here comes McGrath charging on down the field. And look out. Nice aggressive play there by Conrad. Perhaps getting out some of this early frustration. Here come the boys from York. Looking to make this a 3-0 advantage now. Taking their time now are the Spartans, trying to find their way inside this defense. Dylan Hanna misplayed that one and gets plummeted for it. And now this one's going to swing out of bounds. We're going to stay right here with the green and white. Now at the top of the key now. Hanna down towards the cage. Spartans taking their time. Coming up on that 9-minute mark. Here comes Hanna again off to his left and charging and finding it at the top of the cage. Buries it for his second goal here in the opening quarter. You take a look here. Dylan Hanna starts, shakes the defender off to his left, quick first step, and then fires it right over the top shoulder of Alex Winkler. Nice start here for York. Three goals so far, two from Dylan Hanna and one from Thomas Pfeiffer. So many offensive threats has led to this 5-1 start here in the spring for the Spartans. Here comes York now, setting something up offensively. Under 8.5 to go. Spartans now. Up at the top is Tanner McAlpine. He swings it on over to Shane Brookhart. First time we've mentioned Shane's name this afternoon. 5'11 junior from Ellicott City, Maryland. And there's another one buried home. This time it's Thomas Pfeiffer for his second goal. 4-0 now in favor of York. And it has come out and continued this surge. Not even 7 minutes into this one. Take another look here. Great ball movement now. Pfeiffer finds it, and he just swings this one on down in that. Tucked it in the corner past Winkler. So another faceoff now. Nazareth really needs to win one of these and get something going offensively. But York retains possession and wins another faceoff. Now Tanner McAlpine. Jake Havasda, now on the bottom of your screen, swinging it on over with Dylan Hanna. Hanna sets a pick, and now here comes Jake. Getting picked up defensively there by Tristan Gosselin. Here come the Spartans now, trying to dig their way again inside this defense, and they do again. Matt Witzer this time. It's 5-0 in favor of York. So 7:18 to play in the opening period, and boy, oh boy. York College has come out to play. You take a look here. Nice little move off to the left. That's all it was. Swung it on past Winkler. And this Nazareth defense is going to need a timeout. Well, a balanced scoring attack so far. Witcher scored, Pfeiffer scored two, and Dylan Hanna's scored two as well. So we are up and rolling in the Mustang Classic, and York College has come out to prove something this year. Of course, 5-1 overall, 2-1 at home, 3-0 on the road. So these guys are not fazed, whether it's on the road, away from home, or on a neutral site. They will come and ready to play. And they have showed that. Coach Brandon Childs in his seventh season, off to one of the best starts in history here. And as for the Golden Flyers, still trying to find their way into this one, sitting at 1-3 overall on the year. 0-2 at home, 1-0 away. So another face-off is slated here. 7:18 to go in this opening period.
Go, York!
And York comes up with another one. This time it's won by Billy Sasso. He's their face-off guru. 5'10", 220-pound junior from Freehold, New Jersey. York now setting its offense up, taking its time on the way down, passing the midfield line. Charging down is Danny O'Connell. He dumps it off now to Brad Casale. Thanks for being with us this afternoon at the 2018 Mustang Classic. Bob Trossett with you on sfmsports.net. It's the first of four today. I'll have the first two. And the later two games will be called by Glenn Clark. York now looking to get its sixth goal in this opening period. Here they come, but a nice stop there in the cage by Winkler. And we'll have a whistle. We'll stay right here with the Spartans. Nothing going the Golden Flyers' way right now. And they have just not been able to set something up on offense, much less even get down on their side of the field. That one was deflected. Nice defensive stop there by Jordan Goldborn. Now attacking from behind the cage is York. Here comes Pfeiffer now around the cage. Picking him up is Bobby Whalen. And he causes a turnover now from Pfeiffer. Here come the Golden Flyers. Winkler's going to set something up now for his middies. No rush at all. On the bottom of your screen now is Bobby Whalen. Whalen now shakes a couple defenders, dumps it off to Owen Gonzalez. Can the Golden Flyers strike here? Coming up on that 5-minute mark. The wind is whipping. You can hear it from up here. You got to think that you can even take a look at the jerseys. You can see just how much this wind is playing a factor here this afternoon. And here comes the first shot for the Golden Flyers. That was Jeremy Jacob not being able to fire that one home. We're going to stay right here with the Golden Flyers. Jacob Gray up at the top. He's picked up by Brad Cassell. And now Gray off to his right, trying to shake Cassell. Cannot do it. Dumps it off now. Under five to play. And there's a goal for the Golden Flyers. Jeremy Jacob. 5-1, still in favor of York. But a nice momentum starter perhaps for Nazareth as Jeremy Jacob gets the Golden Flyers on the board here in the later on in this first quarter. 4:35 to play. And you take a look here, Jeremy Jacob does it all himself. Tough angle there, nice little one bouncer underneath Landry Marshall. And now here come the Golden Flyers picking up another one. Here they come. Goldborn had that one picked. And now York will get back possession now. Swinging it onto the opposite side of the field now is York. Chris Murphy giving chase. Dylan Hanna is going to come back on for the Spartans and now give it up top for Matt Witcher, who's already scored one. Two from Hanna, two from Pfeiffer, and one from Witcher has accounted for five goals for York. Here come the Spartans now. Nice little move by Hanna. He dumps it off. And a misplay there, miscommunication between McGrath and what looked to be Pfeiffer there. A couple Golden Flyers set to come in. Jeremy Jacob will replace Bobby Whalen, and Jacob Gray awaiting now. Next opportunity. Winkler's going to swing this one on up. Here come the Golden Flyers. Coming up on that 3-minute mark here in the opening period at the 2018 Mustang Classic. Golden Flyers now with nice ball movement. Spreading out the Spartans. Up at the top now for the Golden Flyers is Jacob Gray. Here he comes, shaking a defender, swings it on off. Cutting back to his right is Jack Crowley. And nothing doing. Nice defensive stand here by York, just not allowing the Golden Flyers to get inside to the epicenter of their defense. That one could have been picked off there by Kevin Witchie, and I think Nazareth thought that it was going to be, and they just misplayed it. That was Jack Crowley. I think he just expected it to be picked off, and it didn't. Here comes York. Brad Cassell now on the bottom of your screen. Playing a two-man game with Brennan McGrath. He misplays that one from McGrath, but grabs it back. Two guys, two Golden Flyers up on top now. Back into the game for the Spartans is Gunnar Reynolds. 5'9", sophomore from Elkton, Maryland. And a minute 30 to go in this opening period. Bob Trossett with you on the Mustang Sports Network, streaming live on sfmsports.net. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Here comes Reynolds now. Nice footwork, but he's picked up by the Golden Flyers. And we're going to go the other way. It's a turnover by the Spartans. Here come the Golden Flyers with some numbers. retreating nicely there. We're the Spartans. Under a minute to go now. Let's see if the Golden Flyers can bang one home before this one's all said and done. Golden Flyers now swinging it on down there. Jacob Gray unwinding far wide left. They'll stay right here. Anthony Basile now picked up by Kevin Witchie. Now up at the top. 30 seconds to go. Golden Flyers now aggressively working on offense, pulling it out, taking their time. Jacob Gray picked up by Sean McQuaid up at the top of your screen. Now here comes his move. Here comes Gray to the back of the cage now. Nice ball movement. Firing wide right there was Paul Walter. Waning seconds here in this first period. Can the Golden Flyers bang one home? 3 seconds to go. That one's off the post. And at the buzzer, York will go into the second period leading by a score of 5-1. They came out firing, did the Spartans. 2 goals from Dylan Hanna, 2 goals from Thomas Pfeiffer, and a goal from Matt Witcher. And then the Golden Flyers getting one from Jeremy Jacob. A solid first period here at the Mustang Classic. We're going to go ahead and step aside here momentarily. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty of lacrosse coming up here at Mustang Stadium. Step it aside. We'll be right back after this.
If you have a Lowe's Advantage card, you can get an extra 5% off every day on items big or small. So you can save an extra 5% on a new coat of paint, updating appliances, replacing the flooring, and even save an extra 5% on little things like cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and air filters. The big to-dos to the everyday essentials. You get an extra 5% savings every day when you use your Lowe's Advantage card. If you don't have one, apply today. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval and can't be combined with any other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Back here at Mustang Stadium, Bob Trossett with you on SFMSports.net here at the 2018 Mustang Classic. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. We just finished our first period of the first of 4 games here in Owings Mills on the campus of Stevenson University on a chilly spring day. Technically, it's not spring till the 20th, I believe, but it's spring sports season, so we're going to go with it. But it does not feel like spring out here at all. And a couple stats from that first period. York had shots. I should say they led in the shots category, 10-6. 9-5 in ground balls. 4 turnovers for each team. And 3 saves for the Golden Flyers, and just 1 for York. Faceoffs being dominated by York. 6 of 7 has gone in its favor. And now here they come again. The Spartans starting right off where it left in that first period. Today's officials are Steve Ruppel, Mark Dixon, and Matt Pierce. And now working behind the cage are the Spartans, and firing up top wide. Turnover now by York. So a good start to the second period for the Golden Flyers. Here on the bottom of the screen is Owen Penoyer, 6'1 sophomore from Fayetteville, New York. That one gets away now. Picking it up is Landry Marshall, and outletting it now. Here come the Spartans. Getting hit hard there in the midfield was Danny O'Connell, somehow standing up. Tough play there. Here come the Spartans now on offense. That's Matt Witcher jostling for position. He dumps it off to Jake Kvasda, who fires just high, wide left. It'll stay right here with the Spartans now working behind the cage is Hunter Davis. 14 points on the year for the junior. And now here comes Dylan Hanna. He's picked up pretty closely. They know how much of a threat he is offensively. Dumps it off down to Matt Witcher. Dylan Hanna now at the top of the offense. Off to his left. Nice defensive stand now by the Golden Flyers. And a nice stop there in the cage by Alex Winkler. Well, wherever you might be tuning in from today to watch the 2018 Mustang Classic, hop on Twitter and let us know where that is. You can tweet and follow me at Bob Trossett, MBCS. That's at BOBTROSSETNBCS. A turnover now for the Golden Flyers. York is firing it on down the field, working quickly, and cannot convert right in front of the cage. Golden Flyers will be awarded possession. Boy, oh boy. What a start to this second period. Smothering defense now by the Spartans causes a near turnover, and it does. Spartans with some serious pressure. Golden Flyers couldn't even advance it on down the field. There's a flag up now. Spartans continue to roll it on down and find the back of the net. This time it's Hunter Davis bearing his 15th point of the season. It's 6-1 York. Well, what a sequence for the Spartans. Smothering defense leads to this. Great ball movement. And Hunter Davis with a nice fake up and under. Beautiful move there from the junior. Out of Finksburg, Maryland. Played his high school lacrosse at Westminster. Now some confusion as to who will battle for the faceoff for Nazareth. And now we're all set and ready to go here. 6-1, York over Nazareth here in the second period early on. Another faceoff won and controlled by the Spartans now. They were quick. And now a timeout on the field will be called. And we're going to step aside real quick. Don't go anywhere. This is the 2018 Mustang Classic here at Stevenson University.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, wherever you might be watching from this afternoon, hop on Twitter and let us know. You can tweet and follow me at Bob Trossett, NBCS. That is at BOBTROSSET, NBCS. Thanks for being with us this afternoon at the 2018 Mustang Classic. It's 6-1 here in the second period, York over Nazareth. And the Spartans have come out firing again in this second period. The pace has picked up. Golden Flyers don't have much to show for it, but they have been playing much better here in the second period, getting a little more momentum going offensively. And now here come the Spartans working behind the cage. Nice pick there by Pfeiffer. He's already got two goals himself. That one's misplayed now by the Spartans. Dylan Hanna's right there to recover it. Crowd getting into it now. Nice ball movement again, and finding the top corner is Pfeiffer. 7-1 Spartans. And the hat trick for Thomas. Well, Pfeiffer showing you just how lethal he is. Now 33 points on the season. And how about the ball movement? It doesn't just start with Pfeiffer. Now that was beautiful up in the top hand corner there of Winkler's net, but it certainly starts with the ball movement by the York College Spartans. That opened up a major lane there for Pfeiffer, and he buried it. Back and forth we go here, fighting for position. Who's going to come up with possession? Golden Flyers get it. And now picking it up is Rick Cronenwet, 5'10 senior from Massachusetts. Golden Flyers now setting something up, taking their time offensively. 10-20 early on in this second period. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. It's 7-1 in favor of York. Goals have been coming from a wide array here for the Spartans. 3 from Pfeiffer. He leads all scorers. 2 from Dylan Hanna. And 1 apiece from Witcher and Davis. Golden Flyers now trying to get back on the board here in the second period. Jacob Gray now picked up by Danny O'Connell. Behind the cage now, the Golden Flyers working. Nine and a half in the second period. Golden Flyers now working it around this defense, trying to spread out the Spartans. That's what you have to do in order to get inside. And they're just having a tough time doing it. Crowd wasn't happy with that no call. Golden Flyers retaining it. That's off the post there. Tough one off the stick of Miles Young. He almost found that bottom left-hand corner, but instead it gets rejected by the post. The York penalty will be given to Tyler Nation, 6'2 freshman from Dunkirk, Maryland. So retaining possession are the Golden Flyers. Showing their patience now are the Golden Flyers, looking for something. Here it comes, and there's the one for the Golden Flyers. Paul Walter, the product of beautiful passing and patience by the Golden Flyers, pays off here at 7-2. And you take a look here. Paul Walter was just the product of a great display of passing there. Beautiful find by Chris Murphy. Trying to cut into this deficit now. Thank you. That one was fired high by Hunter Davis, and boy, he had a little bit of mustard on that one. I'm not sure Winkler even saw that one. It was flying just up high. It'll stay right here with the Spartans. Well, don't look now, but Lynchburg is on its way in. It'll play RIT in the second of four games. That'll start just after 3 o'clock right here at Mustang Stadium. I'll be on the call. That one is just up high. Matt Witcher firing that one in. Stays right here now with the Spartans. Spartans now looking to stay aggressive on offense, and they do. And this time, it's Matt Witcher firing home his second goal of the contest. 8-2 now, Spartans over the Golden Flyers. .735 to go here in the second period. Take a look at the eighth goal scored so far by York. This time it's Matt Witcher just finding a gap there in Winkler's cage. And as I've mentioned, it has been a balanced attack in terms of scoring for the Spartans. They're going to retain possession here offensively. Another faceoff is won by the green and white. Boy, they're fired up on their bench over there. They have come out firing, and they have kept this intensity up the entire game so far. Let's see if it can continue. Off here on the left-hand side of your screen is Hunter Davis. He's already got one this afternoon. He's picked up by Chris Murphy. Spartans now being swarmed by this Golden Flyers defense. Behind the net now is Havasda. Here comes Jake. He finds a beautiful cutting Tanner Yannick, but he cannot fire it home. We'll stay right here with the Spartans, retaining possession offensively. Great ball movement and passing so far. Beautiful display of teamwork here by York. Another one. That one is misplayed by the Spartans, but again, they retain possession, keep up this intensity. And winding it right up and over the cage there was Hunter Davis. He nearly had his second goal of the contest, and this one's fired out of bounds. We will go the other way. Some substitutions coming in now for the Golden Flyers. Matthew Townsend comes in, along with Jason Partridge for Nazareth. And now, excuse me, we'll stay right here on offense for York. Trying to find its way inside this defense once again. Looking for the ninth goal here through almost two periods. Look at the ball movement. Just back and forth they go. Spartans so patient offensively. Wait till they get their perfect shot. This time that one's deflected. Nice defensive stand here by the Golden Flyers. And it's just going everywhere right now. Coming away with it and racing on down the field is Jason Partridge just into this game. 5'7 senior from Rochester. Five to go here in the second period. On the bottom of your screen now working is Jack Crowley. Jack Crowley. Spartans now working. Jeremy Jacob on the bottom of your screen. Working off to his left now and spreading it out. 2 miles Young, who shakes a defender. That one's deflected by Kevin Witchie. And a big hit there after the whistle by Anthony Basile. Sean McQuaid was the victim to that hit. Let's see what the call is. Take a look here. Miles Young beat the first defender. Crowd not happy, yelling cheap shot. You can hear that right through the broadcast. Let's see what the call is, though. Nazareth will have an extra man here. Crowd is not happy. It looks like it's going to stay right here with the Golden Flyers. So an extra man for Nazareth. Penalty goes on the on York. I'll let you know when that one's announced. Coming up on that 4 minute mark now. Golden Flyers looking to get on the board again here in the second period, but this time Landry Marshall grabs that one bouncer. Another 30 seconds of an extra man for the Golden Flyers. Hunter Davis now working just inside the midfield line. Finds Joey Fiorino. York now working behind the cage, coming up on the 3 minute mark. Up at the top is Shane Brookhart, 5'11 junior from Ellicott City. Played his high school lacrosse at Mount Hebron. Here comes Pfeiffer. He's so dangerous. Up at the top now is Witcher. Witcher's off to his left and buries it home again. Matt Witcher for the third goal of the game. And he increases this York lead now 9-2. So Witcher and Pfeiffer leading the way for the Spartans, each with a hat trick. Here at the opening, the 2018 Mustang Classic. Take a look here. He just whips that one on in right past Alex Winkler, who's had a tough day, but you can't just put the blame on the goalkeeper. We're going to stay right here. Don't go anywhere. 2018 Mustang Classic. Timeout taken on the field. 2:45 to go in the second period. How about that shots category? 22 taken by York. 8 for Nazareth, and that has been the story so far. We'll be broadcasting 3 more games here on SFM Sports throughout the night. Should say throughout the afternoon and then into the night. The next one is between RIT and Lynchburg. I'll be on the call for that one. RIT has not lost yet this year, a perfect 4-0. Lynchburg comes in 2-4 overall, 2-2 at home, 0-2 away. And then the later games will be between Denison and Amherst, and then the night game is Stevenson hosting Dickinson. Of course, we're at the campus, the beautiful campus of Stevenson University. Day before St. Paddy's Day. What are your plans? Hop on Twitter and let me know. Already getting answers about where everyone's tuning in from this afternoon. But let me know your St. Paddy's Day plans. You can tweet and follow me at Bob Trossett, NBCS. Back underway here at Mustang Stadium. Another face-off win, which has been dominated by the Mustangs. Excuse me, the York College Spartans. I keep thinking about Stevenson because we're here. And they're the same colors, but this is the Spartans. And they have dominated the face-off category. In that first period, they were 6 of 7. Coming up on that 2-minute mark now here in the second period. Taking their time now are the Spartans. Coming on into the game is Gunnar Reynolds, 5'9 sophomore from Elkton, Maryland. Up at the top now is Brad Casale. Tries to shake a defender, dumps it off now to Reynolds. Reynolds spreads it out to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, of course, with 3 goals. He and his teammate Witcher both have hat tricks. And now here comes a nice little move there, but Winkler makes the defensive stand in the cage for the Golden Flyers. Here they come. Nazareth unwinds, but a beautiful stand there by Landry Marshall. A great look at a goal there. Comes up short. Under a minute now to go here in the second period. We'll have a chance to talk to both coaches post-game. And that'll be up on GoMustangSports.com. Head coach for York is Brandon Childs, as I mentioned in the pregame, and then Rob Randall for Nazareth. We'll talk to both guys, get some post-game recap and thoughts. And, of course, we'll talk to them about how they have fared at the Mustang Classic so far. 10 seconds now. York threatening. Misplayed there. Big time stand. And firing it in the back of the net for York is Matt Witcher. How about Matt? His 4th goal through 2 periods. Well, it was one of those, well, look what I found, Matt. It didn't come intentionally, just kind of a misplay there. And hey, look what I found. Witcher is the benefit there of Pfeiffer's miss. And York will most likely go into the third period, leading 10-2. Big time advantage here. Waning seconds now after this faceoff. So an extra man now for York. They'll enter the 3rd period with an extra man and at the buzzer. The Spartans lead the Golden Flyers by a score of 10-2. 25 shots for the Spartans. They lead in that category 25-9. It's been all green and white here at the Mustang Classic. We're going to step aside. Don't go anywhere. We got more lacrosse coming right after this.
At Smoothie King, we're always improving what we put into our smoothies so you can feel good about what you put into your body. We call it cleaner blending, and that's why we're adding more whole fruits and vegetables to blend cleaner, more delicious smoothies while eliminating the things you don't want. And by the end of 2018, we'll be blending over 50 purpose blends with no sugar added, because our goal is to help you achieve yours. Track our progress at smoothieking.com/cleanerblending. Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose.
With the connection of these wires, the entire country will be able to communicate without the assistance of an operator. Surely, no other technology will ever be needed.
Change is the one constant in the IT field. Stevenson University's Computer Information Systems program prepares you to use the latest technology and manage that change.
I like Stevenson's program because it focuses a lot on your career after school.
Because the classes are smaller, you get more attention.
For more information, please visit stevenson.edu/CIS.
Oh, you're Paul. I'm the new sprint intern.
Sprint plus...
intern. Yeah, clever, right?
I was just...
looking at getting an amazing iPhone 8.
Yeah, because...
they have an all-glass design, advanced cameras, A11 Bionic chip, wireless charging...
and you get the best price for unlimited. Nice meeting you.
I'm gonna... yeah, now you're going to give your second phone to your new friend. Wow! Oh, oh my God, it's amazing. I love it.
Get the best price for unlimited. And now get one iPhone 8 and get a second one on us. Or get the unrivaled iPhone 10 now for just $20 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results from remaining amounts due. Excludes tax credits applied within two bills. iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month credit. iPhone 10, 64GB, $30 a month after $21.67 a month credit. Compared to unlimited HD plans for five lines, carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
The Mustang Sports Network returns to the press box for first half highlights and a breakdown of the stats. This is the Mustangs Classic, powered by SFMSports.net.
Hey, welcome back to Mustang Stadium. Bob Trossett with you on SFMSports.net. At halftime, it is 2-10 in favor of the York College Spartans, just dominating in all facets of the game, having the Golden Flyers in a tough position so far through two periods. Let's take a look at some of the first half highlights. A lot of them were from the green and white, but we'll start right here with Dylan Hanna's first goal of the game. It made it 1-0, and you just take a look. That was within the first minute, and they did not look back. Just finding ways with great ball movement. You take a look. That was Thomas Pfeiffer's first of three, and boy, he and Matt Witcher have really come out to play and just showing Coach Childs what they can do. And then you take a look at Dylan Hanna continuing. He was part of this hot start. He found the back of the cage that time. And then Thomas Pfeiffer again showing you that he can do it from both ways in a variety of different types of sets on offense and just getting it done. And then how about Jeremy Jacob? He got things started for Nazareth. They just weren't able to kind of get momentum going after this, though, just scoring two goals in that first half. And then you take a look, the Spartans again just advancing it up. Hunter Davis gets in on the scoring party this time, and then Pfeiffer again, he's the product of great passing that made it 7-1. And then of course Nazareth had one more goal in that second period. Nice little fake and shake there. Finished off is Paul Walter. That made it 7-2. And then Matt Witcher, another one of his four first half goals. Right there, he bangs it home. Matt Witcher, four goals. It's been a very balanced scoring attack, as I've mentioned throughout the broadcast. Three for Thomas Pfeiffer, four for Matt Witcher, two for Dylan Hanna, and one for Hunter Davis equals 10 first half goals for York. We're going to go ahead and step aside here momentarily. We'll come back with first half statistics and, of course, second half lacrosse. Don't go anywhere. This is the 2018 Mustang Classic here at Stevenson University.
Attention passengers, this will now be our final destination.
This isn't even a stop.
It's a few miles short. It's like a sign-up fee on a personal loan. You thought you'd get the whole train ride, but in the end, you got feed.
Where are we?
Getting a personal loan with a sign-up fee is like taking a train that doesn't reach your destination. Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers no-fee personal loans for home renovations, major purchases, or managing credit card debt. Don't get feed. Visit Marcus.com.
It's the first ever Spring Black Friday flooring sale at Lumber Liquidators. Shop now and save on the hottest styles of 2018, like Woodlook waterproof floors up to 50% off. When it's waterproof, it's worry-proof. And get up to 36% off 30 styles of laminate, like antique farmhouse hickory. Take 5 to 10% off our already low prices on hardwood and bamboo with coupon. Get more from 49 cents and special financing. Don't miss the first Spring Black Friday flooring sale. Get to Lumber Liquidators today.
Now, back to the All Access Halftime Show.
Welcome back into Mustang Stadium. Bob Trossett with you on SFMSports.net. This is the 2018 Mustang Classic, and we have played two periods here at Stevenson University. Let's take a look at some of the first half statistics between a lopsided game so far, Nazareth and York. Take a look. Shots by period dominated by York, 27-11, and they're also dominating the ground balls, 20-8. Face-off game has been won primarily by York as well, and they're clearing it pretty decently as well. So Golden Flyers just looking to get on the board, really, and capitalize after they score, which they just have not been able to do in that first half. And you take a look at the stats. They tell the story so far through one half of play. 10-2, York over Nazareth. Interesting storylines. We got Golden Flyers got to come out flying. They may be having a change in the net. We'll see if Alex Winkler comes back out to start this second half for Landry. Marshall, he's done just fine. He just hasn't had a whole lot of opportunities to protect the cage, which credit York's defense. Definitely credit York's defense. A lot more to come here. We're going to step aside one final time before we get second half action underway here at the 2018 Mustang Classic. Don't go anywhere. There's a lot more lacrosse coming here at Stevenson University.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
No baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
My Chrysler Pacifica makes practice a little more fun. With my S model's blacked out trim and 20-inch rims, I'm the most stylin' mom here. Plus, I can binge all my shows with the available Uconnect Theater. Open the stow-and-go seating to grab my hidden romance novel or just jam out to the radio.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song? I didn't hear a song.
Chrysler Pacifica S. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back into Mustang Stadium here at the 2018 Mustang Classic. Bob Trossett with you. We just went through some first half stats and highlights. Let's take a look at the full scoreboard here at the 2018 Mustang Classic. Of course, this is the first of four today. I'll have the first two games. Glenn Clark will have your afternoon and into the night games. And you take a look. There they are, right there. Lynchburg and RIT coming up next. 3 p.m., don't go anywhere. Number one, RIT. And you take a look at throughout this scoreboard, how about the ranked teams? There are plenty of teams to go around from that are ranked within the top 20. And, of course, Stevenson's right inside that top 20 ranking, coming in at 19, although it's off to a tough start so far this year. It'll try and get things back off on the right foot here tonight. Glenn Clark will have that game. Stevenson will take on Dickinson tonight at 8 o'clock underneath the lights. Bring your blankets and bring your gear. Although it's apparently spring next week, it does not feel like it here in Owings Mills. Wind is whipping. And, of course, you have your 5:30 game as well between Amherst and Denison. That should be a good one as well. Beautiful day. We are ready for second half action here at Mustang Stadium. We have switched sides. Landry Marshall still in the net for York. And how about that? Coach Randall sticking with Alex Winkler in the cage. Let's see if this defense can give him an easier time here in this second half. They're going to need it. It's going to start with defense for the Golden Flyers if they want to get back into this one. And a good start for the boys in gold. They win the opening faceoff here in the second half. working with it now on the bottom of your screen. Now swinging off to the top was Jack Crowley. Golden Flyers now. Jacob Gray scored one of two first half goals for Nazareth. 10 more seconds of an extra man for the Spartans. Opening minute here in the second half. Shake and bake. Nice move there to shake a defender for Nazareth, Jacob Gray. Now it's back up top for Bobby Whalen. Behind the cage now do the Golden Flyers go. Pulling it out now is Jeremy Jacob. He's picked up tightly there by J.D. Beck. Nice move there by the Golden Flyers, but just nothing doing. And now a turnover. That was Jack Crowley. Put a really nice move on a York defender there, but just too much time spent. And now we'll go the other way. Turnover coughed up by the Golden Flyers. A story of that first half. There were seven total turnovers committed by Nazareth in that first half. So here come the Spartans now on the other end, taking their time to set something up offensively. Now on the bottom of your screen is Brennan McGrath. Brad Cassell now picked up by Chris Murphy. Opening few minutes here in the second half. Thanks for being with us on a chilly day here in Owings Mills. Brad Cassell now tried to dump it in there, but a nice deflection there as Pfeiffer tried to second guess it there. We'll stay right here with York. ...50-50 ball now is out of bounds. Stays right here with the Spartans. Hunter Davis is forced to retreat. Up at the top of the key now, fumbling that one is Brad Cassell. And now he's going to fire wide left of the cage, and that one's going to swing on out. We're going to stay right here with the green and white. They'll get another chance. March Madness underway over in college basketball. Get you some scores, maybe between quarters, periods. Cassell now off to his right. Somehow stays up on his feet as we approach the 11-minute mark. Firing it back wide right there off the foot of Winkler was Gunnar Reynolds. Nice stand in there in the cage by Winkler. 6-foot sophomore from Fort Collins, Colorado. Cassell now on the bottom of your screen. Dumps it on off for Hunter Davis. Taking its time now is York. Gunnar Reynolds is going to try, and that one's deflected as well by Winkler. So a good start to this third period. Another nice stand there by Winkler. He has really performed well in these opening few minutes. Let's see if they can get something going offensively. If the Golden Flyers can do that, might put themselves back in a chance to make this one interesting. But another turnover every time you think that the momentum might change. The Spartans force some sort of turnover, and momentum swings back in their favor. Here come the Spartans now, behind the cage working. Dylan Hanna now picked up by a couple Golden Flyer defenders. Golden Flyers trying to put up another defensive stand now. They've been able to hold York scoreless here in the opening few minutes of the third period, but just brutal and relentless offensively is York. And just as I say that, they find the back of the net. This time it's Matt Witcher. Surprise, surprise. His fifth goal of the game. And you take a look, it all starts right here with the ball movement again. Casale wanted in. Excuse me, that was Jake Havasda. And just firing it up top. He's got the hot hand right now. Matt Witcher picks up right where we left off in that first half. Buries it. Billy Sasso wins another faceoff for the Spartans. Twelfth goal of the season for Matt Witcher. And a nice senior campaign for sure for York. Spartans continue to press offensively. But a turnover this time. Golden Flyers credit them on the defensive end. They continue to push. The intensity has not let up one bit. Although, you know, you look at the score and you figure something's got to give, but the turnovers have really hurt the Golden Flyers. Coming up on that 8-minute mark now. You're watching the 2018 Mustang Classic here at Stevenson University, playing host to Nazareth and York. First of four games here today. I have the first two, and Glenn Clark, voice of Stevenson University, will have the afternoon and into the night games. Of course, the final game tonight, Stevenson will host Dickinson under the lights at 8 o'clock right here at sfmsports.net. It's a long day, but if you like lacrosse and you're okay with skipping some March Madness, we have our own March Madness going on right here. Golden Flyers now working quickly offensively, trying to figure something out and get into the epicenter of this York defense. It has not been easy to do so far today. Just two goals to show for it. Up at the top now is John Lippert. He fires it wide left. And we'll stay right here with the Golden Flyers. Golden Flyers working behind the cage. Kevin Witchie now providing some serious defense, absolutely smothering Anthony Basile. Here comes York. So dangerous in open field, especially when transitioning. Spartans now coming in and firing wide right was Danny O'Connell. Back in the game is Gunnar Reynolds in the green and white. coming up on that six-minute mark here in the third period. York working its way on in again inside this defense. They just know how to find the heart, and this one's going to fire wide left this time. That was Dylan Wolfe. 8 points on the year for the freshman from Forest Hill, Maryland. Played his high school lacrosse at Falston. Nice little move there. Couldn't quite handle it. Being smothered is Brennan McGrath to the ground. Golden Flyers are going to come up with it. And here they come in transition. Top of your screen now. Here come the Golden Flyers. Working now. Picked up by this York defense. Look out. And a turnover. You could have seen that one coming. Look out. Just like that, York comes back on down the field, setting up its offense. The turnovers have just crushed Nazareth. They really, really have. Every time they force a turnover of their own on the defensive end, they go and end up doing just the opposite. Misplaying that one now is York. Finding a way back to it is Matt Witcher. Jake Kvasda now working with it. Dylan Hanna going to try it his own. Getting absolutely smacked there by Jordan Goldborn. Pfeiffer behind the net. He's coming out for some daylight. Back out to Witcher, who's just so dangerous. And this time, he gives Dylan Hanna a little bit of love. 12-2 in favor of York. You take a look here, Witcher can do a little bit of everything. And this time he gets in the assist category and finds Dylan Hanna for the back of the net. Face-off won and controlled by the Golden Flyers, something they have not done very often today. So Dylan Hanna gets involved in the hat trick party. That's his eighth goal of the season. Senior out of Catonsville, Maryland. Golden Flyers now working with it. Look out. Trying to get inside this York defense. Here we go. 31 shots for York. Just 10 for Nazareth, and that has been the story. Offensively, Nazareth just has not been able to get the reps it's needed to try and compete in this one. Coming up on that 3-minute mark here shortly in the third period. It's been all York. Landry Marshall dumps it off. Here come the Spartans now with a 12-2 advantage. Up at the top now, setting up his offense, is Brad Cassell. Nice little spin move there. Getting it inside. Misplaying that one just because it was a little bit wide was Brennan McGrath. Now a tough play there. Possession will stay with York. Here they come again, and this time firing wide right is Jake Hvazda. 5'9 freshman from Royersford, Pennsylvania. And we approach the 2 minute mark. A lot of congestion over there on the top of your screen. Who's going to come up with it? York does. Under two to play now. Spartans continuing to threaten here offensively. With a 12-2 lead. Spartans forcing the issue again now behind the cage, working. And this time it's grabbed there by Alex Winkler. Minute and 30. Left in this third period. Bob Trossett with you on the Mustang Sports Network. First of four games here this afternoon and into the night. Wide open daylight now for Nazareth, and Landry Marshall denies. What a stop there from Marshall. I think we'll see that one in our post-game highlights there, because Landry Marshall was all alone on an island. And now it leads to this. Another goal for the Spartans. Brendan McGrath gets on the board. It's 13-2 in favor of York. Take a look here. It all starts with Brad Cassell dumping it off. Brendan McGrath is right there, earning his 20th point of the season. Out of Warrington, Pennsylvania. York not letting it up. 40 seconds to go in this third period. It continues to press. Job, 25 seconds to go in the third. Great ball movement now. Here comes York with a little bit of daylight, and burying it is Shane Brookhart. The 5'11 junior from Ellicott City, Maryland, increases this lead now 14-2. And you take a look, just a nice footwork, spins off to his left, shakes a defender, and just puts that thing past Winkler. 14 goals through three periods for the York College Spartans. Unassisted goal credited now to Shane Brookhart. In the waning seconds here, trying to win this faceoff. And doing so is York, but at the buzzer. The Spartans go into the fourth, leading 14-2, awfully comfortable, dominating this one in the first of four here at the Mustang Classic. We're going to go ahead and step aside here at Stevenson University. Don't go anywhere. Lots more to come here on sfmsports.net.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
No baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
Back in here at Mustang Stadium, 2018 Mustang Classic, fourth quarter about to be underway here at Stevenson University, hosting, of course, its annual Mustang Classic. Beautiful facilities here. And it has been all green and white. And it's fitting that that's the case a day before St. Paddy's Day. York up on Nazareth, 14-2. As we enter the fourth and final period here in the first of four games here today. I'll have the next one. Glenn Clark will have your third and fourth games. Of course, that final game is between host Stevenson and Dickinson. The next one starting at 3 is RIT taking on Lynchburg. So be sure to join us. When you take a look at the last few games, as we did in the pregame for York, it's not surprising that it's able to put up a 14 spot as it enters the fourth quarter, as that one zips on by Winkler. Boy, that thing was whipped by Hunter Davis. But when you take a look at some of the offensive outputs that York has been able to put together, on the 10th they beat Washington and Lee 10-4. That was almost like a warm-up round. And then how about this? Just a week later, they put up a 19 spot at Eastern and won that game 19-6. Then they go to travel to McDaniel. They put up a 16 spot. And again, you take a look, they're inching their way towards 16-19 if they continue this. Brad Cassell gets in on the goal party and increases this lead now 15-2. And then on the 13th, they played at Lynchburg, put up 15. As you take a look at Brad's score there. Their only loss was versus Gettysburg, where the Spartans were limited to only six goals. They lost 8-6. So only 6 goals in that loss versus Gettysburg. And then they turned right around on the 10th of March and took down Susquehanna 13-4. That's the game that we told you about in the pregame. We showed you some stats. Boy, they just come out and they get opportunities on offense. Their pace of play is really quick. Aggressive offensively, pretty solid defensively. They know how to force turnovers. The ball movement has been really impressive so far today. Passing has been unselfish. Guys have been scoring in a really well-balanced attack. And here we are, 15-2. If you like what you're seeing from these Spartans, you'll want to tune in tomorrow. They will play Salisbury in the 1 o'clock game. Now the Golden Flyers look to get something going offensively. Shaking a defender now is Connor Chapman. And as we chatted about in the pregame as well, this is what it's been like for the Golden Flyers the last few games to the start of the 2018 season. Of course, the 24th, they got things started losing to Springfield 8-10. Then they hosted Cortland, lost that game 6-13. And another turnover there forced by York. That lone win came at Brockport, taking down the team 11-5. And that game we told you a little bit more about on the 11th was at the Carrier Dome. And they lost that game 10-19 versus Western New England. So they can score the ball. They've been able to put up double-digit scoring efforts this season, but just have not been able to stop this lethal offense that is the Spartans. Now Brad Casale up at the top. Swings it on down. Behind the cage now working is the Spartans. Nice save there by Winkler. That one came flying right at him. And now Casale dumps it off to Gunnar Reynolds. Swing it on. Here comes this ball movement we talk about. A misfire there off Brendan McGrath's stick. Fires right out of bounds, but we'll stay right here. Just after 2 o'clock. We'll get things started just after 3 o'clock in the second of four games. Winding up in scoring for York is Gunnar Reynolds. It's his first of the game. And he increases this lead now 16-2. York is not letting up. And you take a look at how it all started right here. Casale got that ball movement starting, and then, hey, why not? Reynolds unwinds. 3 goals from Dylan Hanna, 1 from Gunnar Reynolds, 1 from Brendan McGrath, 5 from Matt Witcher, 3 from Pfeiffer, and a goal apiece from Davis, Brookhart, and Casale. That adds up to 16 goals in this contest for York, and it continues to dominate in the turnover game. They just know how to force these turnovers. Well, now might be a good time to get active on Twitter again. Out of all those guys that I just mentioned who scored, or I suppose it could be Landry Marshall in the net, who is your MVP? You can tweet and follow me at Bob Trossett, NBCS. Let me know who is your MVP from today's contest. And another one, just as I say that, Brendan McGrath buries home his second of the contest, 21st point on the year. So who is your MVP? Get on Twitter, let us know. 17-2 now in favor of the Spartans. You take a look at how it all happened right there. It's been too easy at times for the Spartans. Showing you why they're 5-1 on the year and ranked number 4 in the country. Might be a force to be reckoned with this year in the CAC. Golden Flyers now working on offense, trying to get something going. And because I didn't get you those March Madness scores in between periods, I'll get you those in just a few moments. So plenty of good games going on across the West region. Texas A&M is up on Providence with 5 minutes and change to go, 55-52. Purdue all over CSU Fullerton, 41-23, early on in the second half. Four-seeded Wichita State down on 13-seeded Marshall, 26-30, with 4 minutes and change left in the first half. And then early on, Georgia State on Cincinnati, 8-1, just in the early going there in the first half. Boy, if that one continues the way it started, that 15 seed taking down a 2 seed would really break a lot of brackets. It's the best time of year if you're a college basketball fan. Those are your scores so far. There's plenty of games coming up later on. UNC in action at 2:45, taking on Lipscomb. Butler in Arkansas just after 3 o'clock. West Virginia, Murray State at 4. And then Texas and Nevada at 4:30. Back in here inside Mustang Stadium. Just under 8 to play in the game now. York College, if you're just tuning in, has really dominated in all facets of this game. Offensively, defensively, in the cage, you name it. They have come out ready to rock. And another one past Winkler. This time, it's Gunnar Reynolds, his second goal of the contest. You take a look right there. Top left-hand corner. Gunnar Reynolds increases this York lead now 18-2. And now a goal away from tying the season high in goals is York. Come on, 42 shots now in the contest for York. How about that? 42, just 12. For the Golden Flyers. So we can talk all about the offense all we want. But at the end of the day, this defense and the way they've caused turnovers, something to be said about that for the Spartans. Golden Flyers now working. Nazareth will take on Lynchburg tomorrow at 12:30 right here at Mustang Stadium. Andy Mendoza will be on the call. Approaching that 6-minute mark here in the game. First of four today, if you're just tuning in. Golden Flyers trying to maintain this possession. There's a big scrum now right in the middle of your screen. Coming away with it is Nazareth. That one was deflected. Miles Young was forcing the issue. Came up empty on that one. 5.5 to go now in the fourth. Starting to get answers coming in on Twitter. Who is your MVP of the game? Goals have been scored from a wide variety over there in the green and white. Got lots to choose from. Is it Dylan Hanna? Is it Brendan McGrath? Matt Witcher? Pfeiffer? Is it Landry Marshall in the cage? Let us know. Hop on Twitter. You can tweet at me at Bob Trossett, MBCS. B-O-B-T-R-O. S-S-E-T, N-B-C-S. And that one is fired in there and caught on the fly by Jacob Laubner. Jacob took out Landry Marshall. Laubner, the 5'10 junior from Maryland. Spartans again trying to stop this defensive momentum. I should say offensive momentum by the Golden Flyers. Nazareth behind the cage now working. Coming up on that 4-minute mark. Bob Trossett with you on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net. It's the first of four if you're just tuning in. This is the 2018 Mustang Classic. Golden Flyers now working with it. Connor Chapman. Hope you'll stick around for the second game. RIT takes on Lynchburg. Now whipping this one on down off of Lobner was Drew McKerney. So Lobner's hanging in there. 5'10 junior. That one sails right above his head. And it'll stay right here. Three minutes to go in the game. 18-2 in favor of York, the number four team in the country, York College Spartans. Heck of a performance here. And they have shown why. Trying to go down there underneath Lobner was McKerney. But Jacob with another stand in the net. Perhaps trying to prove to Coach Childs he deserves some reps here as the season continues to unfold. Coming up on that 2 minute mark. York takes on Stevenson tomorrow in the 8 o'clock game. So back-to-back night games for Stevenson. And the Mustangs will really have their skills tested tomorrow night as York comes in just hot as ever, especially offensively. Another 18-goal performance by the Spartans. Will improve their overall record now to 6-1 and a perfect 4-0 on the road. Nice little one-hand grab there by Drew McKerney. He's picked up by the Spartans now as we approach the one-minute mark. Both teams still playing hard. You got to love that. These guys love the sport of lacrosse. Unwinding now, far wide left. That was Tristan Gosselin. He had a little bit of mustard on that one. And Lobner, how about it? A nice start for Lobner with the limited time that he had. But this time, credit these Golden Flyers for playing till the final minute. Jacob Gray just hung in there. And you take a look here. Just a little bit of congestion in there allows Jacob Gray to find that loose ball. And sneak one on past Lobner. So now 18-3. In favor of York. 30 seconds to play. We're going to go ahead and catch up with Coach Childs and Coach Randall right after the game. And all that video will be posted on Stevenson Athletics. So just be sure to check that out a little bit later on today. And the waning seconds here in the first of four at the Mustang Classic. Your winner will be the York College Spartans taking down the Nazareth Golden Flyers in convincing fashion. 18-3 is your final score. What a game, and what a convincing game, and a convincing win by the green and white. We got a lot more coming here in our post-game show. We got highlights, statistics, and then, of course, more lacrosse action coming all within the hour. We're going to go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll be right back here at Stevenson.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
No baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one, for whatever reason life requires you to stay put, get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
I did receive a non-athletic scholarship upon entering school.
I got the presidential scholarship, which was huge for me.
I think there's more opportunities for academic scholarships in Division III.
I did receive academic scholarships. Just being involved on campus, being a leader, all those things combined kind of get me recognized. It's a great experience for me.
Back here at Mustang Stadium, first of four wrapped up here this afternoon, and your final score right there, 18-3. York take down Nazareth in convincing fashion. We got plenty more to do here, so be sure to stick around. Let's take a look at some of the second half highlights between these two. A lot of them, again, were, as you might expect, on York's side, and we'll start it off with Alex Winkler. That beautiful save. He had a tough day, but you know, it's all the blame can't go on the goalkeeper. Certainly not when there's 18 let up. At some point, you got to think that the defense might be a part of that as well. And then Matt Witcher, one of his five goals. How about that? He was just all over. And then Dylan Hanna finding the back of the net as well. Just a balanced scoring attack. And then how about Landry Marshall? In wide open was the net, and he just hung in there and somehow found a way to save that. Brennan McGrath getting involved in the scoring opportunity. Gunnar Reynolds as well. I mean, everybody found a way to find the back of the net in this one, and it was just never close. It never felt like at any point did Nazareth have a chance to get back into this one. And you know, you got to credit that offense. And then of course Brendan McGrath again making it 17-2 in there. And then Jacob Lobner came in and he had a few nice stops. That was the Brendan McGrath goal right there. And then finally Landry Marshall had a chance to take a breather. He had a solid game in the cage for the Spartans, but credit Lobner. He came in there and made a couple nice saves. And of course, maybe Coach Childs will give him some more playing time here coming up, vying for a little bit more. And then Jacob Gray towards the very end of the game, staying prideful and just representing the Nazareth Golden Flyers well, was Jacob Gray there, playing until the very final second. 18-3 is your final score. How about some final statistics between these two teams? It was a little bit lopsided, but you know, in the shot category, tells it all. There was just so many offensive opportunities that came in for the York College Spartans, and that just tells you how it is. The turnovers were big as well between these two teams. They just, that defense for York caused so many turnovers that they just were never able to get going offensively, were the Golden Flyers. That just about does it here from Stevenson University. Don't go anywhere. We have another game coming up. It's the second of four between, I got it right here, give me 1 second, between RIT and Lynchburg. Of course, RIT undefeated. I'll have the call. We got to do some post-game interviews, and then we'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for being with us in the first of four here at Stevenson. We'll see you in a bit.
This presentation of Stevenson Mustangs Lacrosse has been brought to you by Stevenson University and powered by sfmsports.net. Don't forget to visit gomustangsports.com, the official website of Stevenson University Athletics.